Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes Zayin. Rabbi Gamliel Yomer, Rabbi Gamliel, you say, Asei l'charav, you should make for yourself a Rebbe, which is something we already had earlier in the Masechta, but the Bartanur points out this is different. This is talking about Hora'a, that if you have a din that comes in front of you that you're not sure about, so you should have a rabbi to turn to, so that you won't have any doubts about what to do, v'histalik min asafik, and therefore you'll resolve all doubts. V'al tabir la'aser amados, and you shouldn't take meiser by estimating how much. You have to be very careful in terms of taking meisros to make sure that it's a precise amount that you're taking meisros. The Bartanur points out that because someone who's mafresh meisros mi'umad is likely going to mess up, and he's likely going to give less than he's otherwise obligated to do, which means that the maestros are maestros, but the rest of his peiros are still tevel. And if he gives more than he's supposed to give, then his peiros are good, but his maestros aren't really maestros, because some of it is not meiser. Meiser means a precise 10%. Then Mishnah Yudzayin, Shimon beno Omer, Shimon his son said, Kol yomai gadalti ben chachamim, my whole life I grew up among the chachamim, and this is what I noticed, v'lo matzasi laguf tov velishtika, that there's nothing better for the body than someone who is quiet. The Bartanur says, doesn't just mean being quiet in general. It means that he's shomea cherpaso v'shosek, that he hears himself being humiliated and he's silent. V'loa medrash hua ikar ela ha-maisa. And it's not the medrash that's the ikar, it's the maisa. Meaning, even when it comes to learning, there's nothing better than putting it into action. V'kalamar b'dvar mevi chet. And someone who speaks too much brings a person to sin. And the Bartanur gives the example that by Chava, the very first sin, is the example of this. She spoke too much. She said that Amar Elokim lo tochlu mimenu v'lo tigubo, and it never said lo tigubo. Hashem never said lo tigubo. She added that on her own. So the Nachash pushed her against the tree and said, "Look, nothing happened, even though you were no geyabo. So you see that you don't die just from touching the tree." So that led to the chet of the achila from the Eitz Hadas, and that's why Al Tosaf Al Dvar Pen Yochiach B'cha V'Nechsavta, that you should be very careful not to say something that's extra, because something that's extra by definition is going to be inaccurate. So let's review again what we learned today in Mishnah Tezayin. We said that Rabbi Gamliel said, "Asei l'charav, you should make for yourself a rebbe, and you should be mistalik min asafek, and you should not take meiser by estimating." And then in Mishnah Yudzayin, we said that Shimon Beno said that all my life I grew up among the chachamim, and the best thing is shtika, and the medrash isn't the ikar, the maisa is the ikar, and anyone who's marbe devarim is going to bring about doing averos when you add extra words to what the halacha actually is. Okay, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Ches.